Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my baby naked hot. Ride the cock till you hit the spot. Tell my baby naked hot.
Doing it doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee.
Man, welcome. And let's get ready to rumble here on a Wednesday night. Make it Soma's Eye Contact Radio Live, SomaCast debut, presidential debate, the big throwdown, Hempstead. Stone's throw from beautiful downtown Larchmont. So here's the rules for tonight. Go to blogsoma.net, and there's a post there called The Innate Debate. In it, you will find a strategy, a little scoreboard that you can use to track the nonverbal sort of communiques that will be emanating from the faces and eyes and bodies of the combatants. We will be, first of all, is the nodding voice you hear.
I am.
Hello? You eating something?
I am.
Okay. There you go. I just finished
I'm eating popcorn.
There you go. Well, get your popcorn ready. It's, I got a feeling somewhere between like 9:40, 9:45, we're going to have a little throwdown here, but we'll see. All right. We get started here.
Anything like maybe like this here?
You know who voted for it? Might never know. That one.
So they're sitting at a desk tonight. This should be interesting. So what you're going to be watching, because we're going to be using these as the keys, is how they listen to a question being asked of them and how they respond to another guy's answer. All right? So we'll take you around the horn on that as we go. And I'll be keeping my tally here. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to migrate over to the chat room to... take in the last half hour in real time together.
That's right.
But basically, as they come out, it's pretty cool.
My my TV is a little bit ahead of yours. This is kind of annoying to listen to.
Well, mute your damn TV.
I can't hear yours well enough.
Well, watch your own TV. I like this. I'm sitting at a desk.
Yeah, but I can't hear what's going on your end there.
You hear it now, damn it?
They haven't heard. Let's get to it. Another very bad day on Wall Street, as both of you know. Both of you proposed new plans this week to address the economic crisis. Senator McCain, you proposed a $52 billion plan that includes new tax cuts on capital gains, tax breaks for seniors, write-offs for stock losses, among other things. Senator Obama, you proposed $6 in tax cuts for middle-income and lower-income people, more tax breaks to create jobs, new spending for public...
Okay, so we're watching eyeballs on McCain and head movements for Obama when they're listening.
Yes. Senator, look at that, the eyebrows.
Okay. McCain's question.
Let me say, Bob, thank you, and thanks to Hofstra, and by the way... our beloved Nancy Reagan is in the hospital tonight. So
it looks like a deer.
The first philo response.
Senator Obama.
Put it a little louder.
Are hurting right
I can't
now.
Get any damn louder.
They're hurting, they're angry.
Make your TV loud. I'll mute mine.
I shut it.
Well, you're no good.
All right.
And as well as Washington, D.C.
All right, let's
and
try that.
They're angry. And they have every reason to be angry.
Blinking like a son of a bitch.
And they want this country to go in a new direction. And there are elements of my proposal that we just
have a short-term fix, in my view, and long-term fixes. And let me just talk to you about one of the short-term fixes. The catalyst for this housing crisis was the Fannie and Freddie
Mac. Where are you?
That caused the subprime,
what do you mean, where am I?
Lending situation.
Oh,
that now caused the housing market in America to collapse. I am convinced that until we reverse this continued decline in home ownership and put a floor under it, and so that people have not only the hope and belief they can stay in their homes and realize the American dream, but that value will come up. Now, we have allocated $750 billion. Let's take...
He's blinking like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And go in...
Oh,
and
my God, the anxiety levels in this man. It's making me nervous.
He looks scared.
In their homes.
Like a deer in the...
Well, he's looking right at the moderator, though.
Afford to pay the
but this is during the answer. It doesn't count for your scoring at home.
Uh-huh.
Just when he asked him the question, he looked up. So he's trying to make pictures real quick.
It doesn't help that person in the home if the next door neighbor's house is abandoned. And so we've got to reverse this. We ought to put the whole...
Get ready for your Obama responding tally. Looking for a smile, a scowl, a squint, or a stare out of the Obama man.
All right, Senator Obama. Well, first of all, I want to thank Hop.
Here we go.
The people of New York for hosting us tonight, and it's wonderful to join Senator McCain again. And thank you, Bob. I think everybody understands at this point.
We got a nod out of them.
We are experiencing the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression.
Pretty much
and
a scowl going here.
The financial rescue plan that Senator McCain and I have supported is a important first step.
Hmm.
And I pushed
a little hip tilt going there too tonight.
Sure that
yes, actually.
Get their money back.
Hmm.
Tally
that.
Tally. Sure, the CEOs are not enriching themselves through this process.
But you do. Chap.
I knew you were going there. I was going to say it.
What we haven't yet seen is...
Is it in here?
A rescue package for the middle
class. It, like, took everything out.
The fundamentals of the economy were weak, even...
Took what out?
Judo, chop.
So I propose...
It's in there.
Specific things
really?
That I think can help.
Should be.
Number one, let's focus on jobs. I want to end the tax breaks for companies that are shipping jobs overseas and provide a tax credit for every company that's creating a job right here in America. Number two, let's help families...
Oh, there it is.
...right away by...
A judo, what's up? The judo, what's up?
And let's allow them to access their IRA accounts without penalty if they're experiencing a crisis.
It's the best way to watch the debate. Just mock the whole stupid thing.
Yeah.
That's why we included in the financial package.
So go to the chat room. Is the chat room open on the Blog Talk side?
Yeah, I'm in there with Carolyn from Minnesota.
All right. Let me jump in that situation because we're going to go to the other chat room after the show's over.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments? Yeah, we'll take your calls here. We can just interrupt our own train of thought here. But basically, the first 15 minutes so far, we have a listening response for McCain, a listening response for Obama, and a responding to McCain answer from Obama.
Giving our wealth away. We've got to fix our health care system, and we've got to invest in our education system for every young person to be able to learn.
All right. Would you like to ask a question? I know. I would like to mention that a couple of days ago, Senator Obama was out in Ohio, and he had an encounter with a guy.
Look at him.
His name is Joe Wurzelberger.
Oh, yeah. Make me rich. Yeah.
Joe wants to buy the business.
I can't look at him.
For all these years. Worked 12 hours a day.
Check out, he's smiling at him. Obama's smiling.
But he looked at your tax plan.
He looks like he wants
it. He was going to pay.
Punch him.
Smile for Obama.
You were going to put him in our tax bracket.
Yeah, he's nodding. There goes the nodding.
He's going
to
start shaking like a no now.
Nodding.
Joe was trying to realize the American dream. Now, Senator Obama talks about the very, very rich.
Blinking. It's like Morse code.
I'll not only help that you buy that business that you work for.
Now he's looking away. Oh, this is McCain looking away from the moderator, and he's looking right at the camera.
For you and your employees, and I will not have...
Eyebrows up.
He didn't wear his Superman outfit. He always talks like he's some kind of friggin' Superman.
Well, if you've been tortured, come on.
Tax is taxes paid by small businesses. That's 16 million jobs in America. And
all right, we have a big three in the old chat room now.
Yeah.
We're going to party.
Increase and not be able to realize the American dream of owning their own business.
Oh.
He's been watching some ads of Senator McCain. So let me tell you. Hey,
Zinger. That deserves another one of those.
And we both want to cut taxes. The difference is who we want to cut taxes for.
A judo. What's up? A judo.
This is Zinged Them Back. Watch a McCain commercial. The plumber was watching a McCain commercial. That's beautiful.
What I've said,
that is wonderful.
I want to provide a tax cut for 95% of working Americans.
Here we go again with this tax crap.
If you make less than $250,000 a year,
ooh, we're in that category.
Tax go up, your payroll tax, not one dime. And 95% of working families, 95% of you out there, will get a tax cut. In fact,
oh, there he is, looking right at us again. Him with the head tilt. Obama with the head tilt.
Maybe he has an ear infection.
No, that's a brain thing. Cerebellum. Cerebellum. So we're going to keep these tallies going. If you're keeping score at home, if you're not, then just enjoy the banter. We're going to go over it in the chat room at 10 o'clock. Answer any questions. As the last half hour is going to be just full of a lot of exhausted responses. The moderator will become incensed. Gnashing of teeth.
Do 98% of small businesses make less than $250,000?
These sons of bitches have their talking points down so much. It's like I've heard the same crap. Man, how many times did he debate Hillary? Like 100 times? It's like every week they were debating. That's what I'm saying. McCain is like, it's like, you know, slow puncher. Hillary was just like, she'd interrupt. She'd be like, had me come into the camera view when you were talking. I want Joe the plumber to spread. There's a smile out of McCain. A smile. The wealth around. You phony bastard. The premise
behind Senator personally, I think the guy's a phony. Class warfare.
Let's spread. You know, Obama's taking notes. He's had it with him. Son of a bitch.
The small businesses that we're talking about that would receive an increase.
Again, with the high eyebrows. What's with the high eyebrows? That's supposed to be surprise.
Why would you want to do
that? Oh, there's a squint. Got a squint out of the son of a bitch.
When we have such a tough time.
He's squinting. Oh, now we got the head and the hand shaking.
We're going to create jobs unless you take that money from him and spread the wealth around. I'm not going to. We're not going to do that in my administration. If I can answer the question. Number one. I want to cut taxes.
There's another smug smile out of
McCain.
I think he just passed gas.
I think he just shorted.
Maybe. That'll be later. You see the eyebrows go up if he does that.
This is going to get nasty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's another one. That's a chortle out of.
He was at the point where he could make.
Johnny Carson, like, chortle out of McCain.
Yes.
Which made $12 billion.
Almost at a 9:15 mark where we have to start. Tallying up our responses for the first quarter.
They can afford to pay a little more so that ordinary families.
Number again here is 646-478-4847 if you'd like to interrupt our train of thought. We're ignoring you. From the chat room.
They need a break. So, look, nobody likes taxes. I would prefer that none of us had to.
Nobody likes sex. Is that what he said?
Taxes.
Oh, taxes.
Come on, Freud.
Well, I'll get that out of your TV.
If nobody likes taxes, let's not raise anybody's taxes. Well, I don't mind paying a little more. The fact is that businesses in America today are paying the second highest tax rate of anywhere in the world.
The first SomaCast of the
America is 35%.
Presidential debate.
It's 11%. Where are companies going to go where they can create jobs?
The blinking is driving me nuts. I know he does it all the time, but tonight I notice it even more.
We need to cut the business tax rate in America. We need to encourage business now. Of all times in America, we need to cut people's taxes. We need
he's cutting. He's chopping with that left hand, chopping the taxes.
Spread the wealth around.
Oh, and a fist pump.
Let's go to another topic. It's related. So
here we go. Okay, the moderator is finally speaking.
This question goes to you first, Senator Obama. We
all right, Obama listening.
That this year's deficit will reach an astounding.
I haven't seen a remain still or a head shake. Oh, there's a nod. We got a nod out of you.
To $1 trillion next year. Both of you have said you want to reduce the deficit, but the.
Ask the question to Obama, you sons of bitch.
Responsible federal budget ran the numbers.
Both
of
them.
Both
of
your proposals, and they say the cost of your proposals, even with the savings you claim can be made. Each will add more than $200 billion to the deficit. Aren't you both ignoring reality? Won't some of the
programs four people in the room now
have to be trimmed, postponed, even eliminated? Give us some.
Got a smirk out of him there.
You're going to cut back.
Smirk out of McCain. I give him a smirky.
For the American public to understand that the $750 billion rescue.
More head tilting out of Obama.
Uh-huh.
As president, I will make sure it's
no, they're head tilts. That's three head tilts and three nods.
Their money back, and that's important to understand.
something like a full house, isn't it?
There is no doubt
No, so he talks right to the moderator, though.
We're going to have to make
Doesn't really care much about what McCain's doing.
Throughout this campaign,
I don't either.
I wish they had a split screen of what McCain's doing right now.
That'd be great.
They have that on C-SPAN?
So let me get to that.
Yeah, I'll flip. You stay where you are.
That I have been a strong proponent of pay-as-you-go.
Okay, it's 9:15. Everyone move to the second quarter.
$15 billion a year.
Oh, there we go. Split screen. I got the split screen. I got that. Oh, this is the best on C-SPAN.
It's not improving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, jump to C-SPAN. The hell with it. It's amazing.
All right, hang on. Let me find it.
And they got the question up there. How would you cut spending?
Oh.
This is perfect.
I like C-SPAN.
Oh, this is the best. You can watch the other guy listening while the other guy's talking.
All right, hang on. Is it C-SPAN 2 or is it 1?
Channel 80 on my thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that doesn't help me. C-SPAN 3.
It says,
so that people have coverage, that we are preventing diseases, that will save on Medicare and Medicaid in the future. If we invest in a serious energy policy, that will save...
She likes this question. Minnesota likes this question.
...for Saudi Arabia. If we invest now in our young people and their ability to go to college...
Yeah, Obama's given an answer that's going to play out over the next 20 years.
Right.
Blinky's not liking that.
No.
Who was that character in the Flintstones that blinked all the time? Yeah, I wore glasses. I forget what his name was.
The federal government and
can't remember.
Who may be living beyond their means.
Senator. Well, thank you, Bob.
We got a smile. And we're round two smiling.
During the Depression era.
That's five smiles for a responder.
All right. Switching stations, so here we go.
Were able to stay in their homes, and eventually the values of those homes went up, and they actually made money.
Didn't miss a beat.
By the way, this is
much better.
Made by Senator Clinton not too long
ago. Best. Look at this. Look at it. Look at the XO. Ignore him.
Obviously, if we can start increasing...
Big head tilt on the other side.
Then... there'll be creation.
He's writing. He's a lefty, huh?
Yeah. He's a lefty on every count.
Sure is.
We have to have nuclear power. We have to stop sending $700 billion a year to
Yeah, Charlie! Candy Mountain! It's a land of sweets and joy and joyness.
Please stop bouncing on.
And the point is, we become energy independent, and we will create millions of jobs.
Oh, got a smirk out of Obama there, but it doesn't count. He's not being asked to respond yet. It's like watching the what's cooking on the other side while he's talking. This is the best way to watch this if you're watching this for the how their brains are cooking.
Yeah, definitely.
You learn more how when they're not talking. Yeah, C-SPAN's got it down. This is the best. With the question up there. So you know what the hell they're trying to get at, but they don't answer.
No.
A how question is supposed to be answered with steps, and they're answering a why question and a what question. They're going divergent.
In defense spending. I know how to eliminate programs.
I don't care what you know.
Well, one of them wouldn't be the marketing assistance program. Another one would be...
That's it. Obama's had enough. He's now thinking, this guy's had enough time.
Distorted the market and created inflation. Senator Obama supported those subsidies. I would eliminate the...
Oh, because they can sell them as far as SilvaCast. Bring your own WAV file, I guess.
I know how to save billions. I saved the taxpayer $6.8 billion by fighting a deal for a couple of years, as you
that
might
deserves it.
You filthy criminals.
Aircraft manufacturer, DOD, the people ended up...
Whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
And I would certainly veto every earmark for a bill. Senator Obama has asked for... nearly $1 billion in pork barrel earmark projects.
Pork barrel earmark. Oh, there's a smirk out of Obama on the earmarks. He's waiting on load, folks.
He is.
Oh, and a big smile. You son of a bitch is what he just said.
Okay. I think that we do have a disagreement.
I think we have a caller.
Across the board.
Let him at it.
All right, here we go.
Periodically. It doesn't
welcome to Naked Silva. What do you got for us? I'm jumping down here.
Hi,
oh,
Professor
you.
Val.
Hey,
this is Kellyanne.
Oh, hey, Kellyanne.
Been?
We're so
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I haven't been on in a while. I figured tonight was a good night to call in.
Yeah, this is wild.
What do you think?
Absolutely wild.
Well, Mark, you should commentate the next presidential debate. I know it won't be for 4 years, but you clearly should be sitting up in that chair right now with your little background noises and your sons of bitches comments. It would be the most hysterical debate in the history of presidential debates.
Oh, they can't understand it. They're asking questions that are convergent. They're supposed to have a single direction, and neither one of these guys can stay on the highway.
Right. Well, I had no intention of watching tonight. I was so honestly disgusted with the last one that I had no intention until I logged on and saw Professor Val's email that you guys were doing some commentating, and I couldn't resist. So, so I'm watching the debate against my better judgment. I want this election over.
Mm-hmm.
I want it over. I want it to be the morning of November 5th.
That would
and then
nice.
What?
And
then
what?
We count the days until Bush invades Iran? What do we do next?
Until, who knows what, until, you know, 24 hours later, because God knows what's going to happen from day to day. I mean, that's how I feel right now. You know, it's sad in the job that I do with middle school kids that I'm having intense conversations with 13-year-olds about the economy, because even they see the relevance and how jacked up things are right now, and they're feeling the stress and the pain from their parents not being able to pay the bills right now. And it's causing a real uncomfortable situation for them, and they're bringing that into the schools and wanting to have conversations about it. So despite the fact they can't vote in this election, a lot of these younger kids are really into this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
well, that's the thing with the kids that can't vote, like they picked the president, they picked Obama, like 60-40 or something like that.
Landslide.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We did a little mock primary last school year, and even though, you know, most of my kids couldn't tell me the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, once we kind of were like, okay, we need to kind of, this is important, it's going to be an election year, and we kind of started to drill those things a little bit more, the kids came back this school year very much more versed on it, and they're definitely leaning Obama. You know, and
Obama's leading himself. He's got a headcount the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, the body language is crazy.
Did you hear what McCain said before?
What?
He said something to Obama, something like, if you wanted to run against Bush, you should have run 4 years ago, but you're running against me now.
Good boy.
I don't know. I already know. I don't need to hear tonight's debate. I already know who I'm walking in the ballot box to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to steer me in one way, shape, or another. That's why I had no intention of watching it, because I really was not pleased with the last one.
I'm telling you, stay tuned for the next 20 minutes. They're going to drop some ugly in the next 25 minutes. It's going to make it worth your while.
Oh, well, McCain's been building that up over the last few days with all the compliments he's been giving to Obama about his character and what a wonderful man he is, and how his, you know, the dogs need to back up a little bit. It was all a prerequisite to him slamming him tonight, and I am a little curious to see how Obama's going to give it back. You know,
we got a nod. We got the first nod out of McCain.
Mm-hmm. I think we're in a delay.
For George Bush's policies, it's because
I'm loving this.
On the core,
look at his face. Ugh.
That matter to the American people on tax policy.
Are they both lefty? What's up with that?
I don't know if he's lefty. I can't tell what he's writing with.
I think I was noticing that before. I think he is lefty.
There's
definitely
lefty.
A delay. I think I'm ahead of you guys right now. I think I'm 15 seconds ahead.
And I'm on C-SPAN.
But when it comes to economic... Oh, I'm on Fox News. Let me see if that makes a difference.
I think he is writing with his left hand, McCain.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And McCain's definitely a lefty.
And Obama
is, too? They're both
lefties.
That's wild.
Interesting.
But it's very clear that I have disagreed with the Bush administration.
What's with the pointing?
The leaders of my own party. I got the scars to prove it.
Oh, yeah.
Got the scars.
To the floor of the Senate.
Scars to prove it.
Whether it be... of opposition to spending and earmarks, whether it be the issue of torture,
earmarks,
whether it be the conduct of the war in Iraq, which I vigorously opposed, whether it be on fighting the pharmaceutical companies, on Medicare prescription drugs, importation, whether it be fighting for an HMO patient's bill of rights, whether it be the establishment of the 9/11. I have a long record of reform and fighting through on the floor of the United States Senate.
I don't want your resume, goddammit! I've heard it for 6 months!
Exactly.
He's trying to talk
about it. Answer the question!
He runs around the mulberry bush.
They both do, but McCain's amazing.
Oh, well, finally a shot of the moderator who probably needs to take a nasty dump about now. He's getting nothing but crapped on for the last 20 minutes.
I'm telling you, you need to send in a video.
I've asked three questions. And you, Nimrod, haven't answered one of them.
Words like
disrespectful. Oh, there you go, the old smirk. He doesn't really want to smile, the XO.
Look at this.
No taking.
Or each of you tonight.
See, and they're looking down again.
And say to each other's face what your campaigns.
Oh, they're going to throw down.
Your campaigns have said about each other. And Senator McCain, you're first.
Well, McCain's first, huh?
It's been a very tough campaign. And I know from my experience...
As he looks down, Philo looks down.
Obama had responded to my urgent request.
Yeah, you guys are ahead of me. I'm hearing it in echo.
Come before the Americans.
Yeah, isn't that annoying?
We've done at least 10 of them by now. Senator Obama was...
Wait a minute, look at him!
Any place, any time. The way Barry Goldwater and Jack Kennedy agreed to do before the intervention of the tragedy of Dallas.
What's with the nose?
Some of this campaign...
Getting the smile out of him.
And the fact is, it's gotten pretty tough.
Look at Obama's face. He is like, let me just punch this old man in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Right now he's counting off the votes in Ohio. Boy. A burger on his nose? What the hell's a booger? Oh, someone thinks he's a booger on his nose.
Did you guys do this for the vice presidential debate? Did you do the commentating? Oh, my God.
We were interviewing two women that wrote a book about baseball that night, so we couldn't. It was on a different night. It wasn't on a Wednesday, anyway. We're going to make this the format of the show. Every week we're going to be somacasting something. Next week's the World Series, but tonight's the debate.
Every time there's been an out-of-bounds...
Here's the question. Are you willing to say face-to-face what your campaign...
I hope
has said about your opponent.
Remarks that were made by Congressman John Lewis. Very unfair. Totally inappropriate.
Listen
almost
to this,
done with
Philo.
The second quarter here. You got 3 minutes to go there, Blinky.
Blinky.
Not a lot of points coming up on the listening side. Obama has no listening points in this sector.
Negative ads.
None.
Dad, look at that.
He hasn't been listening at all. He's been taking notes. There's another smile. Son of a bitch. Four smiles. And a head shaking no. Head shaking no, he's on the board.
If I did, that was back when he was a long shot candidate, you didn't keep your word.
Oof.
Looked into the camera and
them is fighting
Senator
words.
Clinton and said,
yep.
I will sit down and negotiate with John McCain about public financing before I make a decision. You didn't tell the American people the truth because you didn't.
Called liar.
That's an unfortunate part.
Because you didn't. What the hell does that mean?
Senator Obama's campaign and any time since Watergate.
All right. Well, look. Oh, my God. We expect presidential campaigns to be tough. I think that if...
How did the people get selected to be at these debates? How did the people from Hofstra get selected?
It's like a lottery.
Is it a lottery?
Yeah.
People think that Senator McCain's running a negative campaign versus one-third of mine. And 100%...
McCain looked up. First, he made a picture. No more blinking.
It absolutely is true. And now, I think the American people are less...
We're almost getting it, but 9:28, we're almost at the second quarter halftime here.
...the issues that matter to them so deeply.
It's been a slaughter so far.
There is nothing wrong with us having a vigorous debate like we're having tonight about...
I tell you, it's really not fair, Philo with an XO, because the XOs are probably, they don't have any nonverbals. They don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stuff that campaigns should be made of. The notion, though, that because we're not doing...
He got points for blinking. It'll be over.
Some of the ads that have been going up...
Oh, here he goes.
Not just from your own campaign directly...
Smile. You got a smile.
And other...
Ooh, he got it in right 9:29. You got the smile in.
You know he's writing?
Tough accusation.
That one is kicking
my
ass.
I have no clue. Well,
the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What
the American people can't afford, though...
This is a yes or no question. And they've talked for 10 minutes.
What they deserve over the next 4 weeks is that we talk
about... All right, Sapiens, we're about to go into the third quarter here.
...economic crisis. Senator McCain's...
It is wild all over the board.
...publicly last week
that if we keep on talking about the economic crisis, we lose.
McCain has yet to look at the moderator or away from the moderator. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, right at the buzzer, he squeezes off another smile. That's eight smiles from McCain.
That looks like gas to me.
Send their kids to college.
That's very possible.
I can't give them a gas response.
There it is.
But it requires,
another one. Oh,
I think,
that was a long one.
Looking away. Yep. More smirking. God damn it, he got another one in. Five.
Is not solving.
There's another one. Look at the eyes.
That's the same one.
Television
is. All right, it's 9:30. We're in the third quarter now. That smile counts for the. If it does it again, it counts for the third quarter. There's another smirk for Obama. Nice. Oh, and a big toothy smile for Obama.
You're running ads right now that say that
you made an NFL analogy
for stem cell research. I don't. You're running ads that misportray completely my position on immigration. So. The fact is,
oh, he can't wait to respond.
Senator Obama is spending unprecedented in the history of American politics, going back to the beginning.
All right, the whole he's spending more money on negative thing.
Ads on me.
Yada 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 yada.
Yeah.
Of course, I've talked to people like Joe the Plumber. And tell him that I'm not.
Joe the Plumber again.
There he goes.
And obviously, a paid. He's smiling again. There it is.
Yep.
Restore this economy.
Been watching. What did he say? Been watching.
That's what my.
The McCain's commercials.
That's what it continues to be all about. But again, I did not hear a repudiation of Congressman Lewis.
I mean, if we want to talk about Congressman Lewis.
Holy testicle Tuesday.
Without my campaign.
That
he was troubled with what he was hearing.
Anyone else want to jump in here? What the heck's the number? 646-478-4847. We are in the third quarter of our summer cast. There's been a smile fest so far.
Things like terrorists.
Evil, teethy smiles.
Your running mate didn't mention.
Oh, Kane looking down again. Looking down. That's the fifth one of those.
And
he's writing his notes.
Congressman Lewis.
Non-confrontational file.
Obama looks at him when he's responding. McCain looks out. He doesn't look at him.
Gets in the vacant stare.
There you go.
My response.
I just sent something over to you. Take a look at that.
We got a chortle.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. You're not managing a daddy's douchebag.
And we immediately put out a statement saying that we don't think.
Another smile from McCain. Unbelievable.
And, in fact, afterwards, Congressman Lewis put
out. That's a full 10 smiles in 32 minutes.
Run over the line.
Are you willing? It's the same question. It's a yes or no question. We're on the eighth minute of this question. Yes or no?
Because all they see is a.
Now he's sitting up straight.
And back and forth.
Oh, God damn it. Another smile.
Is the ability to just.
Ooh, that was a
really big challenge.
Snort.
Right now. And that's what I have been trying to focus on this entire
time. Oh, he can contain himself. Another smile. I love this split screen. This is giving me more data.
We do have a difference.
What the hell was that with the hand?
But,
he made like a puppet sound with his hand. That was a little puppet motion.
People suggest that I pal around with terrorists.
I wish I could find people.
Oh, pal with terrorists. Wait, what is this?
Let me just say categorically.
I said 940 was the over-under on the terrorist thing.
Whenever you get a large rally of 10, 15, 20,000 people, you're going to have some French peoples. You know that. And we've always said that that's not appropriate. But to somehow say that group of young women.
Oh, look who's in the chat room.
McCain, somehow saying anything derogatory about people or anything. And those veterans that wear those hats that say World War II and Korea, Iraq. I'm not going to stand for.
So are the partner.
The people that come to my rallies are anything but the most dedicated, patriotic.
Tell them to go to BlackSummer.net. I got the scoreboard up there.
This nation and they're great citizens. And I'm
open up a window.
Because someone yelled something at a rally. There's a lot.
It is John Adams' scream at this point.
Senator Obama, that I'm not happy about either. In fact, some T-shirts that are very unacceptable. So the point is.
I have a John Adams one on here. Damn it.
That. I have
repudiated
every time someone's been out of line, whether they've been part of my campaign or not. And I will continue to do that. But the fact is that we need to absolutely not stand for the kind of things that have been going on. I haven't.
Across this country, this is the agenda I have set before my fellow prisoners, and the same standards of clarity and candor must now be applied to my opponent.
There you go.
What I think is most important is that we recognize that to solve...
Oh, another freaking smile.
Yeah, with the eyebrows.
Yeah, we got an eyebrow. We got almost a...
we got a double brow lift.
This chronic head tilt on Obama is a really surprising thing.
Then Democrats, independents, and Republicans, we're going to have to be able to work together. And what is important is making sure that we disagree without being disagreeable. And it means
I'm the one to do it. They'll run their quill pen through it. I'm obnoxious and disliked. You know that's
well,
so.
I think is try to characterize each other. As
yes, you, Thomas Jefferson, you, yes, you, yes, you.
Too long, and I think about it.
Answer the question!
Mr. Harris, I don't care about an old washed-up terrorist, but as Senator Clinton said...
I don't care about an old washed-up terrorist.
That's right on his talking point.
We need to
these wooden freaking figures... Who could have liked either one of these boobs?
Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. This is going to be nasty. I think we have another caller.
History in this country may be destroying fabric of democracy.
Fabric of democracy?
You want me to click through the caller here?
Yeah, let him in. Let him in. I don't know where it is. It's coming in on a 00 line. Mystery guest.
Things need to be examined.
You're on the air.
Go ahead. Spew. I'm trying to keep score here.
All righty then.
Call it on a landline that has a number. I don't think the Block Talk system is taking numbers from the KGB tonight. So you can probably hear us. We can't hear you. Just call back on a landline or something. This whatever your cell phone is not recognized and it's not letting you through.
Maybe it's Acorn.
Maybe it's Acorn. That's right.
He engaged in despicable acts with a radical domestic group.
If I disappear, it's because my phone died.
Oh, I was right. 9:40 on the over-under.
10 years ago.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Turn it up a little loud. I can't hear.
On a school reform board that was funded by one of Ronald Reagan's former ambassadors and close friends, Mr. Annenberg. Other members on that board were the presidents of the University of Illinois, the president of Northwestern University, who happens to be a Republican, the president of the Chicago Tribune, a Republican-leaning newspaper. Mr. Ayers is not involved in my campaign. He has never been involved in this campaign.
Another smile!
He will not invite me in the White House. So, Mr. Ayers, members of Acorn. Acorn is a community organization. Apparently, what they've done is they were paying people to go out and register votes, and apparently some of the people who were out there didn't really register people. They just filled out a bunch of names. Had nothing to do with us. We were not involved. The only involvement I've had with Acorn was I represented them alongside the U.S. Justice Department making Illinois implement a more voter law that helped people get registered as DMVs. Now, the reason I think it's important to just get these facts out is because the allegation that Senator McCain
that's
continually
it.
Made is that
that's six freaking smiles from McCain in the first 8 minutes of this third quarter here. He's got a permanent freaking smirk on his face.
Chairman Paul Volcker. If I'm interested in figuring out my foreign policy, I associate myself with my running mate Joe Biden or with Dick Lugar, the Republican ranking member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, or General Jim Jones, the former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Those are the people, Democrats and Republicans, who have shaped my ideas and who will be surrounding me in the White House. And
who will be? Nice future pace there, XFA.
That's an important part of your campaign.
A cha-ching.
More about your campaign than it says about me.
That deserves
While
that was
the
good.
Board of the Woods Foundation, you and Mr. Ayers together, you sent $230,000 to Acorn. So, and you launched
there's a
campaign.
Smile.
And Mr. Ayers lived.
There you go.
And the facts are facts, and records are records. And it's not the fact. It's not the fact that Senator Obama chose to associate with a guy who, in 2001, said that he wished he'd bomb more, and he had a long association with him. It's the fact that all of the details need to be known about
What freaking details? You sissy Mary!
We'll make a judgment.
He just gave the details.
Yes, he just gave you 5 minutes of details.
Look, now he's hysterical. For an episode, he's going to kill himself.
And I'm not Obama just run himself. You never see an XO smile like that unless he's getting a Hummer.
All right, let's go to the next topic.
And even then, he would keep it to himself.
They are sitting behind a desk.
That's right. Oh, finally, the moderator's still in the room. I thought he left to get a soda or something.
Because
he asked the question. These guys never answered them.
Begin by asking both of you this
question. No! Stop asking both of them!
Obama. Why would the country be better off if your running mate became president rather than...
a running mate question.
Joe Biden, I think, is one of the finest...
A schnickeroo.
...that has served in this country. It's not just that he has some of the best foreign policy credentials of anybody, and Democrats and Republicans alike, I think, acknowledge his expertise there. But it's also that his entire life, he has never forgotten where he came from. Coming from Scranton, fighting on behalf of working families, remembering what it's like to see his father lose his job and go through a downward spiral economically. And as a consequence, his consistent pattern throughout his career is to fight for the little guy. That's what he's done when it comes to economic policies.
Talking points on Joe Biden.
Families
mm-hmm.
get a leg
yes.
up. That's what he's done when it comes to, for example, passing the.
What did he really say? What he has to say here? I got an old guy from the Senate. Just like the guy on the other ticket has an old guy from the Senate.
Sure that he's fighting on behalf.
You.
I think
he got an airhead.
My core values and my.
And you made like one phone call too, because nobody else would run with you. Yes, schnook.
After 8 years of failed policy.
Why would the country be better off if you're running me?
Both agree.
Yeah.
That what we're going to have to do is to...
Vodka? I'm waiting for some vodka. I got Coke. I need the rum.
American people. Give tax cuts not to...
Brother. Third quarter's almost over, people. We got hardly any scores. We have no listening points for Obama in this round, ladies and gentlemen, because he talked most of the time.
Make sure that we finally get serious about energy.
Filibuster.
Something that has been languishing in Washington.
Another fucking smile. God, I'm into the fourth quarter column writing smiles for Nick and McCain here.
So,
I couldn't squeeze it in.
Seven
smiles in 15 minutes. How do you do that when you're not even talking?
You will make an outstanding president if, heaven forbid, something happened to me.
Senator. Well, Americans have gotten to know Sarah Palin.
Oh, fuck.
And that she's a role model.
A role model?
A what? Yeah,
women?
She's a role model. No, she's a runway model. You got that wrong.
To the American
she
people.
She took on.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
When she ran
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
She saw corruption.
Miss Lewinsky.
She's given money back to the taxpayers. She's cut the size of government. She negotiated with the oil.
She's the biggest. She's also just got, like, found, like, abusing her power up there, right?
The energy needs.
Yeah, she said it wasn't,
what they call
it vindicated her.
That way.
No.
Wait
for the next week. There's, like, a big commission in Alaska to put out a report. It's going to make her look pretty bad.
Come into our nation's capital and sweep out the old boy network and the cronyism that's been so much a part of it that I've fought against for all these years.
Man.
She'll be my partner. She understands reform. And by the way, she also understands special needs families.
Oh, he pulled the special needs car.
We've got to find out what's causing it. And we've got to reach out to these families and help them.
The old file family thing.
As they raise these very special needs
reach
children.
Out to the families.
She understands that better
after we've
than almost any American.
Ruined their economy.
I'm proud of her. And that she has ignited our party and people all over America.
The first stare.
Involved in the political process.
You got a stare in there at 9:43 from Obama. That's a big score for him, giving a score at home there. As we'll do the tallies later.
You know, I think that's
going to be... what a smile. It gets a smile in. Another five smiles. 7-5 in the smile department in the third quarter when all the venom was going back and forth.
Has, I think, excited...
Fake freaking faces.
You hear how he worded that?
I think it's
she excited a base in the Republican Party.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he excited the base all right. People are sitting up on their couches.
For example, or other special needs.
944, last bells.
We're going to get serious.
What's the matter, Blinky? Looking down.
That is something that every family that...
Looking down again. There's three looking downs.
...stable children talk about. And if we have a across-the-board spending freeze...
I love the fact that you can watch them when they're listening.
Example, I think, the kind of...
Oh, did you hear that? That was a good one.
...the scalpel that we want to make sure that we're funding.
Too busy thinking. Oh, God damn it, eight smiles.
Qualified.
When he got it in the end of the quarter, too.
Qualified in many respects, but I do point out that he's been wrong on many foreign policy and national security issues, which is supposed to be his strength. He voted against the first Gulf War. He voted against it, and obviously we had to... take Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, or it would have threatened the Middle Eastern world supply. In Iraq, he had this cockamamie idea about dividing Iraq into three countries. We're seeing Iraq united as Iraqis.
Oh, yeah, it's united. It's one giant quagmire. Cockamamie idea.
There are several issues in which, frankly, Joe Biden and I openly and honestly disagreed on national security policy, and he's been wrong on a number of the major ones. But again, I want to come back to, you know, notice every time Senator Obama says, we need to spend more. We need to spend more. That's the answer.
When did he say that?
Why do we always have to spend more? Why can't we have transparency, accountability, reform of these agencies of government? Maybe that's why he's asked for $860.
Here he goes again. Oh, that was a good
$860
one.
$860 billion.
There's a smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's six. And it's the end of the third quarter. 8-6 are the smiles.
Heartache for the American.
Fourth quarter has started.
We're running a little behind. Let's talk about energy.
He's running a little behind. They don't answer a question. Stop asking questions of both of them, please. Moderator Joe.
Has said what both
of them. No, they've ignored him.
We must reduce our foreign oil. When Nixon said if we imported from 17 to 34% of our foreign oil, now we're importing more than 60%. Would each of you give us a number, a specific number of how much you believe we can reduce foreign oil imports during your first term?
Nodded.
I believe the first question goes to you, Senator McCain.
I believe we can... and for all intents and purposes, eliminate our dependence on Middle Eastern oil and Venezuelan oil. Canadian oil is fine. By the way, when Senator Obama said he would unilaterally renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, the Canadians said, yeah, and we'll sell our oil to China. You know, countries are going to unilaterally renegotiate agreements with them. We can eliminate our dependence on foreign oil by building 45 new nuclear power plants right away. We can store
nuclear
reprocess. Senator Obama will tell you...
Most of my energy comes from nuclear up here.
It has to be safe. Look, we've sailed Navy ships
Indian
around
power,
for 60
whatever.
Years with nuclear power plants on them. We can store...
Oh, what a big smile.
Spent nuclear fuel. Senator
These
Obama
guys hate each other.
Power.
This is like a Hillary thing.
With nuclear power, wind, tide, solar, natural gas, with development of flex fuel, hybrid, clean coal technology.
He said the first term.
Clean coal technology is
hello.
In the heart
that stuff's
going to
take a million years. What's wrong with him?
So I think
he asked for a number. Did we hear a number yet?
Within
69?
8, 10 years.
I heard about NATO and...
on the places in the world... that harm our national security if we don't
NAFTA.
Achieve independence from Iraq.
Whatever.
Can we reduce our dependence on foreign oil and by how much in the first term? In 4 years.
I think that in 10 years, we can reduce our dependence so that we no longer have to import oil from the Middle East or Venezuela. I think that's about a realistic time frame. And this is the most important issue that... is going to face. Obviously, we've got an immediate crisis right now. But nothing's more important than us no longer borrowing $700 billion or more from China and sending it to Saudi Arabia. It's mortgaging our children's future. Now, from the start of this campaign, I've identified one of my top priorities, and here's what I think we have to do. Number one, we do need to expand...
Get a scowl out of
domestic production.
McCain, and the first scowl since the first quarter. Something about the children's future got him mad. Got the philo dander up.
We have leased.
Start barking like a junkyard dog soon.
I think that we should look at offshore drilling and implement it in a way that allows us to get some additional oil. But understand,
what?
We
that was my Italian rep. No.
We use 25% of the world.
That's a hardly.
Which means that we can't drill our way out of the problem. And that's why I focused on putting
wait a minute. I missed
solar,
something.
Wind,
oh, geez.
Geothermal.
You see that?
These are the priorities of mine. Since,
Carolyn, behave.
Got to the Senate,
yeah, well,
and
we're 60 miles apart. It's kind of tough. She does give me gas most of the time because she gives me agita, though.
Oof, not in South Korea, but built here in the United States.
The head tilt is back.
First
head tilt since the,
and the fact
during
that
a
so far
listening phase.
Thing that we have to work on. Now, I
this
just want to
wild,
on
man.
Point because Senator McCain mentioned NAFTA and the issue of trade, and that actually bears on this issue.
God damn another smile.
I believe in free trade, but I also believe.
Oh, did you see the eyes there?
Far too
yeah.
Long.
They almost popped out.
During the course of the Bush
the eyebrows.
For the Senator McCain. Now, the attitude's been that any trade agreement is a good trade agreement. And NAFTA doesn't have, did not
in
have.
In the final 10 minutes of our scoring phase, and we'll be going over to the summerspace.org chat room for a little discussion, tallying our results, and watching the last half hour of this crap.
To make our exports more expensive and their exports to us cheaper.
Not a goddamn smile.
South Korea. We've got a trade agreement up right now.
Damn, you have phylocized this down to
the
one
into the United States.
Permanent response. That
we can only get 4 to 5
half smirk,
into
smug South looking thing you do.
That's not free trade. We've got to have a president who's going to be advocating on behalf of American businesses and American workers, and I make no apology for that.
Senator, well, you know, I admire so much Senator Obama's eloquence, and you really have to pay attention to words. He said,
what?
We will look at offshore drilling. Do you get that? Look at. We
okay.
Can offshore drill. Now we've got to do it. Now we will reduce the cost of a barrel of oil because we show the world that we have a supply of our own. It's doable. The technology is here, and we have to drill now. Now, on the subject of free trade agreements, I am a free trader, and we need to have education and training programs for displaced workers at work going to our community colleges. But let me give you another example of free trade agreement that Senator Obama opposes. Right now, because of previous agreements, some made by President Clinton, the goods that, and products that we send to Colombia, which is our largest agricultural importer of our products, there's $1 billion that our businesses have paid so far in order to get our goods in there. Because of previous agreements, their goods and products come into our country for free. So Senator Obama, who has never traveled south of our border,
I came with the traveling.
The same country that's helping us.
He smiled at it, too.
Got the head cock, the rating, and the
smile. My God, he's just scoring at the points here in the fourth quarter. Obama is coming on like a freight train with the nonverbals now. He's had it.
He's got his hands folded like a school teacher waiting for a kid to stop saying something stupid.
He's tolerating him. I hope for the last half hour we're not scoring. We can just enjoy this crap because this is funny.
With Colombia is something that's a no-brainer. But maybe you ought to travel down there and visit.
What's with the traveling? What is he, Robin Leach?
Actually, I understand it pretty well.
I've consulted Google, and I'm aware that South America exists, you pinhead. What am I, Magellan?
And there have not been prosecutions. And what I have said, because of the free trade, the trade agreement itself.
Ooh, did you see that one? Ooh, the... His eyes shoot up. I swear to God, I think his frontal lobe is going to ooze out of his sutures.
Yeah, that was bad.
We're just trying to organize for their rights. Which is why, for example, I supported the Peruvian Free Trade Agreement. Which
remember the question. I wanted a specific number. How much we can. Neither one of us.
Like a horse.
A president who understands the benefits of free trade.
7 minutes to go, boys. You haven't given him a number yet.
And is going to stand up.
Well, Obama gave the number. He said
over 10 years.
For 10 years.
Yeah, but they wanted a number percentage.
When I talked about
10 years is time.
He's
not getting a number.
They were
already. I'm sorry. You come to the wrong debate. We don't answer this question. We answer the questions we want to answer.
With the financial crisis, car dealerships.
You've been enjoying the first SummerCast on,
I think
it's Summer here. Next week we'll be tackling the World Series a little more. Lighthearted fare, breaking down
We don't know yet, but could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Take a look and see what's going on in the old
in terms of getting that
Rogerville
done,
here.
Be one of my highest priorities because transportation accounts for about 30% of our total energy consumption. If we can get that right, then
four nothing Phillies right now.
Move in a direction not only of energy and
gas pain, like you wouldn't believe.
5 million new jobs in America, including in the heartland.
More jobs.
Some of these plants to make these highly fuel efficient cars, and also to make wind turbines and solar panels. The kinds of
we have solar panels.
Clean energy approaches that should be the driver of our economy for the next century.
All right, you stuck to the green jobs talking.
That this is, Senator Obama doesn't want a free trade agreement with our best ally in the region. He wants to sit down across the table without precondition to the guy who has been helping FARC,
another smile,
terrorist organization.
Oof.
Free
trade, that was a big one,
between ourselves and Colombia. I just recited to you the benefits of concluding that agreement. $1 billion of American dollars that could have gone to creating jobs and businesses in the United States, opening up those markets. So I don't think there's any doubt that Senator Obama wants to restrict trade, and he wants to raise taxes.
Does this mark going to last?
How did he get raised taxes out of that? Does the man breathe and raise taxes?
We went from a deep recession into a
depression. Was he talking about taxes?
Follow that path while I'm...
Read my lips.
There you go.
Economic situation.
There's another smile. It's like they hate each other.
Controlling health care.
I can understand that.
Over expanding.
4-3 smiles, Obama, in this fourth quarter. A wide shot on C-SPAN now. That's not helping me. Okay, we're back to normal.
I travel around the country. This is the issue that...
He travels around the country. Sticks to the country he's trying to get elected in.
Yeah.
McCain, he'd be in every other country checking it out.
Hands
here I am in Colombia.
Both of them, probably in their mid to late 50s, had just been laid off of their plant. Neither of them had health insurance. And they were desperate for some way of getting coverage because, understandably, they're worried that if they get sick, they could go bankrupt. So here's what my...
You might want to start hopping over to soberspace.org, to the chat room.
Then
it's chat live, I think, /. Is that right?
You can keep your health insurance. Keep your choice of...
Help me out there, Val.
The only thing we're going to try to do
Val,
is
there.
Costs so that...
Can I get a hello for the Val?
No.
What's the URL in the chat room?
By about 2,500.
You just go to somaspace.org, right?
Right. What's the /? Is it chat live or something like that?
I don't know. Let me look.
Option of
Hold
buying
on.
Into the same kind of federal pool that both Senator McCain and I enjoy as federal employees, which will... give you high quality doctors at lower cost because so many people are part of this insured group. We're going to...
Three smiles and two scowls in this fourth quarter from McCain.
On the basis of pre-existing...
And a big head tilt from Obama. That's three of those.
It's somaspace.org/chat.html.
Can you pop it into the chat room here so these safes can get over there if they want
to? Are going to make sure that we manage chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease.
2 minutes to go.
Huge amount, but could be prevented. We've got to put more money into preventive care. This will cost some money on the front end, but over the long term...
More blinks out of McCain at this point. You can tie it.
Families healthy, but it's also how we're going
to
save...
I get to look at for that one.
We can't afford these escalating costs.
All right, Senator McCain. Well, it is a terribly painful situation for Americans. They're seeing their premiums, their co-pays go up. 47 million Americans are without health insurance in America today. And it really is the cost, the escalating costs of health care that are inflicting such pain on working families and people across this country. And I am convinced we need to do a lot of things. We need to put health care records online. The VA does that. That'll reduce costs. We need to have more community health centers. We need to have walk-in clinics. The rise of
walk-in clinic. Oh, that's quality care. A little walk-in clinic.
Alarming statistics that there
maybe
is.
Maybe Dr. Dodo would be manning the walk-in clinic tonight.
Oh yeah.
Every parent should know
he's next door to SAPE.
We need to have...
$9.59. Dr. Dredula. We'll be working the old walk-in clinic in the McCain healthcare plan.
Take
it and get anywhere in America the healthcare.
You're an ass. All right, well, we have 25 seconds.
Joe, the plumber's out there.
All right, well, thanks for joining us here.
Clap on, clap off. Stop clapper.
On the SomaCast, we're going to be back next week and try this again with the World Series. Join us now at somaspace.org. Go to the chat room. We will continue the discussion and go to blogsoma.net for the final score. As Obama nails another head tilt as we go out. And we'll see you next week on Naked Soma. Eye contact. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When he is seeing such